Hi, everybody. It's Dawn from Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Akashic and the Angels, coming to you today with another podcast. And for today, I would like to talk to you about setting intentions. What does it mean to set intentions? So in the spiritual world, in the spiritual healing world, we talk a lot about what is your intention? What do you want to get from this session? What would you like to receive from this class? What are you trying to bring into your life? Set an intention. So I want to talk today about what that means to set an intention. And if you've ever said a prayer, if you've ever put a thought out to the universe, that is setting intention. So, you know, whoever that you're connecting with, whatever light source you're connecting with, God, divine, creator, with Jesus, with the angels, with the quantum field of love and magic. It doesn't matter where you're connecting with, as long as it's in the light. But setting your intention is like shooting the arrow out into the world, right? Letting the world know what you're looking for. So if we just go along, just kind of haphazardly wandering in and out of situations and periods of life, we may not get where we want. However, if we set proper intentions, so I said an arrow. I was wondering why my team was having me use that, but think about a dartboard, right? So that's really what they meant, was like a dartboard. Our intention is helping us to get the bullseye. Great intention setting will get us to the bullseye. Loosey-goosey, kind of not even clear on what we want, may get us on the dartboard, but we probably won't get the bullseye on purpose. Sometimes we could get there on accident or by chance, right? Or because our friend moved us over to the bullseye when no one was looking. No, just teasing. But that's what an intention is. So when we set an intention, number one, we want to be very clear about what we desire. And using my favorite thing to say is words are wands, right? Think about the old spells of yesteryear. But they were very specific with the words, okay? They were very specific in the placement of the words, in how they said them, the cadence of the words even. And so what I'm alluding to by the cadence of the word is the actual meaning of those words. So it's not really going to be beneficial to you to set an intention of like, oh, I want to be really wealthy. Well, that's great. But everybody's idea of what wealth is different. So let's say your idea of wealth is $1 million in the bank, but Susie's idea of wealth is having a home, having a family, and having a community to support her. That makes her feel wealthy and abundant. Those are two different meanings of wealth. Now, do they both feel the same? They probably both feel very supportive and very loving and nurturing. But Susie's is hitting all of her life areas. But where person one over here just wanted that $1 million, that's their finances. But maybe their self-worth is, you know, or maybe their leisure or their self-worth or their love life is in the tank, right? So number one on your intention setting is be very clear on specific on what you desire. Number two in the process would be really getting into the meaning of those words and the feeling of those words. So for me, abundance is love, it's money, it's family, it's all of those things. Abundance to me is all areas of my life thriving, not just kind of going along. And so if I'm setting an intention to bring in abundance in my life, I want it to all areas of my life. So I may say something like, help me to attract abundance in all areas of my life so that I may be safe, supported, and feel nurtured and seen, whatever it is. Really just getting very specific on how you're going to feel with this abundance, right? What's that feeling that you want to embody? And when you embody that feeling, how does it light you up? Kind of sitting in that energy while we're doing our intention helps us to shoot that arrow. Our spirit team, our energy knows that we're going for the bullseye, right? We want to feel lit up in all areas of our life. We want to bring in ease and flow, whatever it is. So I suggest that you sit there, take a few moments, breathing in and out, get a journal, get a notebook, and write down, this is what I'm desiring to bring in. Then go back and look at the intention and the words. Is that just what you thought was okay to say? Or is that what you really want? You know, it's your life. It's okay to ask for more than you've ever asked for, right? It's your life. Go for it. You know, as long as you are doing what's best for your life and not causing pain and harm on others by your actions, I say go for it, right? So there's those tips with setting intention. It's about feeling that energy signature, about feeling how you will be lit up in all areas of those life when of your life when you get that intention received. So a little bit about intention setting. It is part of manifestation, right? Intention setting, manifestation, they go hand in hand. But in order to manifest what you desire, you really want to be specific. And just going to close off with a story. I have an auntie that she's since passed, but a beautiful soul. And she needed some painters. She wanted tall people, and she wanted them to be physically able to paint. That was her two things in her intentions. So she sat there and she prayed and she set her intentions. And lo and behold, two people, two tall people showed up that day or the next day. It was a very short time period, right? In a remote area. And they showed up. They were not the sharpest tools in the shed, and they messed up the paint job. However they did it, they painted the wrong thing, painted the tile on the roof, whatever it was. It was a crazy, crazy mix-up. And she said, ah, I needed to be more specific with my intention. So that's my little fun story for today. I hope that this podcast helps you in some way, shape, or form. If you're interested in a one-on-one service or coming to one of my group programs, please check out my website. The links are below in the copy, and I would be happy to see you at one of my events. Love to hear from our audience and how these videos are helping you or what you might want more of. So reach out if you have a question or if I can support you in some way or if you would like to book a session with me. So have a great rest of your day, and I will talk with you soon. Bye-bye.